Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your news briefing brought to you by OBAP, proudly supporting the Cyprus community with a vision. With me, Nick Theodoulou. Cyprus Tomorrow is the grandly titled new scheme for the post-COVID era announced by President Nikos Anastasiadis yesterday. He said that the nearly €4.5 billion Recovery and Resilience Plan will help reconstruct the economy and create a new vision for Cyprus. The scheme will focus on transitioning to a green economy, boosting competitiveness, digitalization, innovation, and education. It will be funded through a combination of EU funds and investment. He said the scheme would lead Cyprus into a new era. Next, we take a look at the coronavirus situation. Cyprus can anticipate the number of daily coronavirus cases dropping to double digits over the summer, a government scientific advisor has said. However, Petros Karayiannis also voiced concern about the possible importation of the Indian variant of COVID-19 to Cyprus. No cases of the variant have so far been identified here, but he warned that to counter it, we might need 85% of the population to be vaccinated. Citing scientists in the UK, he said there may be a need to raise the vaccination coverage from 65% to 70%, perhaps even as high as 85%. Yesterday's figures saw the one death and 167 new cases. Later today, Health Minister Konstantinos Ioannou will be holding a press conference on the vaccination programme. And as summer is on our doorstep, Cyprus is amongst the most searched for destinations as Britons consider their holiday options, according to a top tourism professional. But Sean Tipton, spokesman of the Association of British Travel Agents, warned UK tour operators will not send customers here until the Foreign Office puts Cyprus on the coveted green list. He issued his warning on Monday, the day Britain lifted its four-month holiday travel ban. The UK has designated only 12 places safe for quarantine-free travel and told people not to go on holiday to countries which are not on the green list. Cyprus, like most of Europe, has been designated amber. This means travellers must take two post-arrival tests and self-isolate for 10 days after returning home. Moving on, all four people arrested over what appears to be a drug-related fatal stabbing of a 36-year-old man in Limassol remanded for 8 days on Monday. Lyubish Aristovsky was found dead in an apartment in Yermasoya by police on Sunday afternoon. The police officers had gone to the flat after reports of a fight taking place, where they found Aristovsky dead. They arrested the couple who lived in the flat, and later a man and a woman who had gone there with Aristovsky to take hard drugs. A fight broke out after the victim reportedly insulted the woman with which he had gone with. And finally, a bird trapper has been fined €9,200 after the Committee Against Bird Slaughter filmed him setting up traps for songbirds in the Famagusta area and reported him to the authorities. According to the organisation, the man was one of the most persistent bird trappers on the island and was well known to the authorities since 2012. A post on the committee's Facebook page said that volunteers had kept the man's trapping site under observation over the last few weeks and eventually caught him setting up 19 lime sticks, which he managed to catch 5 birds. We sincerely hope that he has lost his desire to illegally trap and kill birds, the committee's Facebook post said. Nevertheless, we'll be watching his garden next autumn. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening, and as always, for the latest news, commentary, and analysis, visit www.cyprus-mail.com.